The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley Cards, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
The Attorney General, your Attorney General, and the Russian influence, the President said he doesn't have a problem. Does anyone else have one?
I don't think there's going to be any big problems with Jeff Sessions. The Democrats are making a lot of hay right now because when he was being confirmed, he did not mention that he had met with a group of ambassadors from various nations, including the Russian ambassador. This happened during the Republican National Convention. He says he was doing it just because he's a senator, since he wasn't yet part of the administration. But the Democrats are saying, you should have told us that during the confirmation. And he said, we didn't talk about anything big, and so that's where that goes. Now, will there be an investigation? Almost for sure. Because it'll look bad if they don't do one. Mm. Will he recuse himself from the investigation? Of course he will. But will they turn up anything? Most people think probably not.
Okay. Now, Donald Trump, a study says 88% of Trump media coverage has been what they call hostile.
Well, yeah, this is the Media Research Center. They keep track of the coverage and have for years for multiple presidents. Mm. They say that in the first months of the first weeks of President Trump's administration, 88% of the coverage has been hostile. It's been not very friendly. It's been very critical. They say that's not, it's probably something he's accustomed to, because 91% of his, of the coverage of him during the campaign was similarly of that ilk. It is different. President Obama didn't face this kind of criticism. And certainly not in the first 100 days, when there's typically a kind of honeymoon with the media and with other members of the opposing party. Mm. That's not been the case first 5 minutes of Trump's administration.
Now, you've got a drought in California, but you're telling us the western snowpack is very deep, which means, what, it flows down to the rivers and helps California? Is that how it works?
Yes, it does. That's exactly how it works. And it means that this historic drought that's been suffered by California may be essentially over because the snowpack in the Sierra Nevada mountains is so deep that the scientists who do the measuring can't measure to the bottom of it.
That's deep.
That's unusual. That's a lot of snow. So when they're near Lake Tahoe, near Reno, they say, we're not even close to the bottom. They've got an aluminum tube that's 16 feet long that they jam down into the snow to see how deep it is. Mm. And then he said, we're not close to the bottom. So that's good news. That's really good news. And it means that the aquifers will fill, hopefully. Certainly the reservoirs will. There will be flooding, but there's always flooding. Mm. And this is good news. It's good because California produces an awful lot of the food that feeds this country.
And on that note, we'll leave it. You have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk again on Monday morning. Thanks, Harley.